lot of credit. And I thank God for his work. But I'm more elated because of this man named Jesus. We're willing to break down some barriers. We're willing to go some places that other folk would not go. And that he is an all-inclusive.
You have just listened to the broadcast of the Mount Tryon Baptist Church, located at 720 Millrace Road. Reverend Joseph Franklin is the pastor. If you would like to correspond with our ministry, our number is area code 318-487-8394, area code 318-793-9700. Our address again is 720 Millrace Road, Forest, Louisiana, 71409. Tune in again next Saturday morning for our broadcast at 8 a.m. God bless you.
Are listening to the very best of community radio, and presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, Louisiana.
I don't fret because he'll see about me.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Turn with me to the book of Malachi. Chapter 3. When you find it, say amen. You'll scan down to verse 8. Now, there was one time that in talking about this, I stood up and I said that I hate to inform you, but we had an incident. The church was robbed. We had a thief to break in and rob us. I remember when I did that, many faces were looking with alarm and frustration, amen. And then I told you to turn to this passage in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 8. It reads, "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings." Turn to your neighbor and say, "Yeah, he's going to talk about money." It goes on in verse 9 to say, "You are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation." Verse 10. "Bring ye," read that with me, "all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing." Stop right there. That just shows how awesome God is, that he can pour you out a blessing that will meet all of your needs. Amen. See, a lot of times we go to God with a long laundry list of what we need and when we need it, and amen, and all of that. But God says, if you will do what I say do, if you will tithe, how much is the tithe? What percentage is the tithe? 10%. Amen. He said, if you will honor me by being obedient. Now, there are some schools of thought, some folk who say that we don't have to tithe because we're not under the law. The problem with that is that the tithe predates the law. Amen. The Bible says that it was Abraham, I believe, who tithed to Melchizedek. The Bible says that Melchizedek is a high priest after, in the likeness of Jesus Christ. And that happened before Moses ever came on the scene. So you cannot say that, you know, I don't have to tithe because we're not under the law. Yes, you do. But more importantly, verse 9 says, you are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole land. And see, we live in this modern time, and we look at a lot of stuff as being fantastical, being imaginary, being figurative. But y'all, this business of church is real. This is not a plaything. Can I just break this down to y'all? Okay. This business of church is real. Let us not ever get programmed into what we do here to the point that we neglect to honor God for being God. For those of you who are with us in the book of Romans, you know, and Paul talks about how God got man when he got angry with man. The reason God was angry with man is because Paul said that man would not honor God as God. As a matter of fact, man worshiped creatures more than he worshiped the Creator. And y'all, if we ever get to see, some folk are playing church. Now, I like to have a good time, but there's a good time you can have out there, but there's another good time that you have here, but it's got to be serious, and it's got to be respectful and reverent to God. This is real, y'all. Look at your hand. Just check yourself out. How many of you can say you look all right today? But can I tell you something? As good as you look, you's gonna leave here. And the Bible tells us that our reward in heaven will be based upon how we've lived here. God gets angry, y'all, when we do stuff for shape, form, for fashion, when we don't do it for Him. When we get angry at folk and say, I ain't gonna do this because I'm mad at that person. If you're doing it for me, you already messed up. Because you're doing it for the wrong reason. And the Bible talks about curses. He says you will be cursed if you don't honor God with the tithe. But let me tell you, anything you do for God and you do it in the wrong spirit, you're also bringing a curse on yourself. Be careful how you open your mouth and say what you's not gonna do. You better come in here humbly before God and thank Him that He's given you the opportunity and the ability to do whatever it is you do. Because on your road home, God might just take His hand off the steering wheel. And as surely as you said you what you's not going to do, I promise you next Sunday somebody will be looking to do what you said you would not do. Can I get a witness in this house today? Y'all, let's take this serious. Let's be serious about church. Let's be serious about our relationship with God. I don't believe in playing with Him. That's why I preach and I promote being real with Him, because He knows. He already knows. He knows your thoughts. He knows your secrets. He knows all of that. Amen? He knows. He knows your heart. He knows when you're faking and jaking. He knows when you're being real. He knows when you say you love Him and when you really do love Him. Come on. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I want to have a moment of prayer right here, and I'll just be honest with you. My spirit is grieved because I can't understand how folk who claim to be whatever you claim to be, especially when you've been walking with God a long time, and yet you treat Him with such disrespect. You know, and the Bible says we ought to be angry with what God is angry with. Yes. Search your own heart this morning. Lord, am I here for You? Am I honoring You with the best of my gifts because I love You, not because Reverend Garner said do it, not because, amen, I'm trying to impress anybody? And y'all, this church is not a place for you to be hooking up. That's not what this is about. The Sunday school lesson was about what ought to be manifest in your life when you have the Holy Ghost. You learn how to take control over your flesh. Do not use the house of God as a hookup place. It's not about that. Amen. It's about worshiping him. And I know some of y'all have your eyes on me, and I know I look good and all that. But this is not what it's about. Don't get mad at me, amen, because, you know, don't take it personally. Don't be offended. Y'all, I fear God. I fear God. I have, and you've had the occasion to be able to sit back and watch folks self-destruct. Because when you read the book of Romans, chapter 1, and this is so awesome, I don't know if y'all get it, but I hope you get it. I hope you get it. I hope you get it. When mankind would not honor God for being God, do y'all know what God did to get them? I know my Bible study folk know. Do y'all know what God did to get the folk who would not honor him and respect him in the right way? He left them to themselves. It reads like this in Romans, and God gave them up, and God gave them over to do those things which were not convenient. The way God gets you, a lot of times we worried about the enemies, amen, folk who are trying to get us, but the way God gets you when you won't honor him, he lets you get yourself. AIDS is a terrible thing, but when you won't honor God and do it his way and do it within the confines of marriage the way he says do, there's some stuff out there bigger and badder than you. Now let me shut up because I don't want to be insensitive, but tell your neighbor it's tight, but it is sure enough right. Amen, amen. If you're here this morning and you're standing in the need of prayer, that might be the sermon, y'all. We might sing and go on out of here. Yeah, I'm telling you. But that's not the sermon I had, but that's what's on my heart. And I hope that the true worshipers, I hope that the true believers in God will feel this burden that I have. He's done too much for us to come here playing church. When I think about my own shortcomings, my own faults, and my own failures, and then I look to the cross and see him hanging there and dying there and bleeding there when it should be me. Y'all, I got to remind you why we're here. It ain't about, amen, it ain't about how good we look. It's not about all of that. It's about worshiping him and honoring him. Y'all, I don't want your life to be cut short because you're consumed with you. God don't need you. I know you think you all that in the back. God don't need you. Do I have any biblical support for that? Yes, I do. Jesus said, if you don't praise me, the rocks will cry out. If you sit down, if you shut up, if you don't ever give him any glory or any praise, I assure you, he can raise up something or somebody. Father, we thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Help us, Lord, to be mindful of the fact that without you, we would be nothing. Everything I am, everything I hope to be, oh God, without you, surely I would fail. And Father, I move this morning because in spite of my shortcomings and in spite of my mess-ups and mix-ups, you still saw fit to look beyond my faults and see my needs. God, I realize I could be in a ditch somewhere. I realize I could be homeless. I could be without, oh God, but because of your love and your grace and your mercy, oh God. Father, I'm able to stand here today, and God, I don't take it lightly because I know you could use anybody. Father, I realize today, oh God, that you love me. And Father, I just want to take a moment right now to tell you how much I love you. You're so good. You're so wonderful, God. Oh God, in spite of my failings, oh God, you keep on blessing me. And church, I'm praying for me, but you ought to be praying for your own situation. Father, I thank you today for being God and for being real in my life. Help us, Lord. Oh, God, our flesh is weak, oh, God. We get caught up in ourselves, oh, God, thinking that we're all that, not realizing, God, that you control the next beat of our heart. You control whether or not our lungs will inflate or deflate. You've got it all in your power, oh, God. Let us not be so prideful that we think we can make it without you. Lord, somebody's sick in this place today. The enemy has attacked their body. But we know that you're a doctor who's never lost a case. Somebody's dealing with home problems, marriage problems, children problems. But, oh, God, we thank you that you've been in charge a long time. You can handle every situation if we'll just give it to you. Mama, that's what you need to do. Just give it to Jesus. Daddy, that's what you need to do. Give it to Jesus. Is there anybody here who knows he can work it out? That problem you're having on your job, the devil is sitting back and he wants to see you sad. He wants to see you depressed. He wants you to feel like you've been defeated. But if the employer says no, God will still put bread on your table. He'll still put milk in your refrigerator. All he wants from you is trust. He wants you to praise him anyhow. He wants you to tell him thank you anyhow. If you'll do that, if you'll honor him by being obedient to his word, he says he's got the resources to bless you today. Now, all over this place, I want you to lean over and hug somebody, shake somebody's hand. Let them know, amen, that you serve a true and living God. He's real. He's alive. He's worthy to be praised. Come on. Come on. Come on. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise.
in life. You're the music in the meadows and trees. The voices of the children, my family and my home. You're the source and finisher of my highest dreams. Oh, oh, Jesus,
you're the center of my soul. Oh, that's good and perfect comes from you.
You're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. Oh,
Jesus, you are the center of my joy.
Thank you, choir. Thank you, Miriam. You better learn how to make him the center of your joy, because everything else is going to fail. Friends will turn their backs on you. Even family will do you in. Possessions will surely fail. But when you've got Jesus as the center of your joy, so everything else falls around you, you still have a praise. You can still say thank you. You can still have joy.